Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, the podcast. We hope you will be able to join us each time as we delve into all that is musical and drama theatre. Right now, picture an actor on one side of the stage and two heartbeats later, they're on the other side as someone else entirely. How on earth did that happen? Stay with us. Tonight, we pull back the curtain on wigs, stage makeup and the choreography of quick changes that make theatre magic happen.
Where musical matter. And tonight, we really mean it. We've invited two backstage experts. Lola, a West End wig maker who keeps tresses believable under hot lights, and Sam, a headdresser whose job is part choreography, part calm crisis management. We'll cover three things: craft and materials, how quick changes actually work, and the cleaning and care that keeps everything safe and show ready.
Lola, Sam, welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Thanks for coming on. Lola, let's start with you. From the audience, we see a wig that looks natural. What's the trick? What materials and construction choices make a wig read as real on stage?
Thanks, Matthew. The first trick is hairline and density. We use hand-tied front sections so individual hairs can move and catch the light naturally. For materials, there's a choice between human hair, which looks gorgeous and long-wearing, and high-quality synthetic that's lighter and more heat-tolerant. The cap construction is just as important. A breathable lace front sits better under lights and helps with comfort. Adhesives vary. Spirit gum for quick fixes, mickle-grey tape or silicone adhesives when we need secure, sweat-resistant holds. All of this is chosen with the actor's skin in mind, so it's both believable and safe.
Can you explain how makeup adapts for stage lighting? I'm always fascinated by how a painted cheek looks perfect from the stalls, but not overdone up close.
Absolutely. Stage makeup is about exaggeration in the right places. Theatre lights wash faces out, so we build stronger contours and slightly heavier eye definition to keep expressions visible at 10 metres. Colour choices depend on the show's palette and the actor's skin under the specific rig of lights, and we always test under stage light prior to performance. A colour that looks fine in the dressing room can disappear under front light.
So, that's the craft side. Now, the part that makes the audience gasp. Quick changes. Sam, talk us through the choreography and the cues. How do you get someone into a whole new persona in 60 seconds? Or less.
It's a combination of rehearsal, kit, and trust. We rehearse the change like a dance. Exits and entries are timed to music or a line. Hands know exactly which fastenings to undo, and we use specially adapted costume elements. Magnetic snaps, Velcro hidden under trims, split skirts, and quick-release wigs. The number of dresses varies. A 2-minute change might have two dressers working on skirts and buttons, while another wig or face piece is prepped on a stand. Communication is constant. We use a simple cue system: a word, a light, or a tap. Safety is key. Nothing is tricky if it risks the performer's balance or costume integrity.
Can you walk us through a 2-minute change, step by step, so listeners can visualize it without us giving away secret techniques?
Sure. Step 1. The performer exits and one dresser slips in to remove the outer garment using quick-release fastenings. Step 2. Another dresser aids with underlayers. Swap a corset for a looser bodice while the actor moves. Step 3. Wig or headpiece swap is done on a staging block moments before the actor returns, with adhesive pre-applied so it fits instantly. Step 4. Final checks. Collar sits right, mic pack secure, one last brush of hair or powder. All of this is timed to a musical bar, so everyone knows exactly when to finish.
And when it works, it's magic. When it doesn't, well, everyone remembers that moment. But before we get to a good backstage anecdote, let's cover the unseen: maintenance and hygiene. Lola, how do you keep wigs usable across weeks of shows, especially with sweat and makeup?
Wigs are rotated and rested. After a show, we gently detangle and place the wig on a ventilated stand so it can breathe. Sweaty liners or caps are removed and laundered separately. Conditioning is essential for human hair wigs. Synthetics get specialized sprays. For hygiene, we use antimicrobial sprays and clean liners regularly. We also track wear, so a wig doesn't go beyond its safe service life. 8 performances a week is normal, but the exact lifetime depends on material and care.
And what about allergies or skin sensitivity? I've heard stories of actors reacting to adhesives or products.
We always patch test adhesives and products in rehearsals. For performers with sensitivities, we use hypoallergenic adhesives, barrier creams and cotton liners to reduce direct contact. It's also standard practice to keep a small first aid kit and a replacement wig ready in case of unexpected reactions. Communication with the performer is key. They tell us what's worked or not in the past, and we tailor accordingly.
Right. Maintenance, safety, all the invisible work that makes the visible look effortless. Now, Donna, you teased a backstage anecdote. Care to share one of those juicy but polite tales our listeners love?
Okay, tasteful gossip incoming. A few seasons back, during a long-running musical, an actor's costume split at the seam during a 2-minute change. Sam and the dressers had rehearsed a contingency. A spare skirt was zipped on and a safety stitch done with a needle already threaded. The actor hit the cue, the lights came up, and nobody in the audience knew. But backstage we all breathed at once when the stitch held. It's a reminder. Quick change theatre is equal parts planning and calm improvisation.
We always say, expect the unexpected, but rehearse the unexpected too. That spare skirt was attached to a belt and hidden. It saved the scene. It's teamwork. The actors, dressers, wardrobe crew and stage management all pull together in seconds.
Lovely. Let's wrap up with 3 quick takeaways for listeners who want to spot this craft next time they're at the theatre. 1. Look for hairlines and the way hair moves under lights. That's a sign of hand-tied work. 2. Watch the wings during exits. Quick change choreography often shows a line or musical bar clue. 3. Notice costume layers and quick fastening details if you can glimpses during scene changes. Donna, final thought?
When you next see a seamless transformation, remember the team behind the curtain. A great quick change is invisible because it's practiced, considerate of safety, and built with clever design.
If you want photos, a short behind-the-scenes gallery, and links to resources we mentioned, visit greasepaintandstagelights.com. There you'll find close-up shots of wigs and quick-change diagrams that don't give away unsafe techniques but show the clever engineering behind them. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode, where we'll be digging into stage props that double as storytelling devices.
Thanks to Lola and Sam for giving us a peek into the wardrobe room, where musical mattered. And tonight, it certainly did.
Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more Theatre Nuggets. Until then, it's Matthew and Donna saying goodbye. And make sure you tune into Grease Paint and Stage Lights on your local radio station and visit greasepaintandstagelights.com, the radio show's website. Until next time, keep enjoying theatre and all it has to offer.